KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time for the Fish Report here on KSDP. We have numbers for the Alaska Peninsula Harvest, the Escapement, as well as an announcement for a new Chignik opener and Bristol Bay. So let's get right to it now with the numbers for the Alaska Peninsula Harvest for the 27th of June, 2025. Starting with the overall harvest for the AK Pen. For sockeye, 51,000 were harvested yesterday for a total now of 725,000. No significant numbers of Chinook or Coho. There were 3,800 pink salmon and 2,900 chum. We're at 115,000 pinks and 151,000 chum salmon to date. Over in the Dolgois, there was 1,000 sockeye delivered for a total now of 1,800. For the Shumagin Islands, a total of 3,000 pinks were harvested. They're at 45,000 to date. And no significant number of chum. South Unimak also didn't have any significant numbers there either for sockeye, pinks, or chum. But Nelson Lagoon had 8,000 sockeye delivered for a total now of 73,000. And Port Moore to Outer Port Hyden had 34,000 sockeye delivered yesterday. They're at 228,000. Looking now at Bristol Bay, above 1 million again yesterday. 1.2 million sockeye delivered. They're now at 5.7 million to date. Looking at the different districts, the Ugashik had no new sockeye. But Egigik had 336,000. They're at 1.07 million. Naknek had a day of fishing yesterday for a total of 178,000 sockeye. They're at 500,000 to date. The Nushagik had 697,000 sockeye for a total of 3.6 million. And Togiak with 1,700 sockeye for a total of 14,000 to date. Chignik, the day before yesterday, they announced a harvest for Chignik. They had 31,000 sockeye harvested on June the 26th. They're at 90,000 to date. And today at 5 a.m., they opened for a 67-hour opener, so more opportunity for fishing in Chignik. Escapement for Chignik, 32,000 sockeye escaped yesterday. They're now at 223,000. And again, above every year in the past 10, 2023 had 210,000 by now, but not as much harvested. The Nelson River, total of 23,000 sockeye to date for a total of 156,000. This time last year, they're at 70,000, so twice as much as last year, but every other year, still way ahead. Bear River with 2,100 for a total of 27,000 to date. Ilnik had 139 for a total of 17,000. And then Orzinski, 800 fish yesterday in Orzinski for a total of 1,500 to date, trailing only 2016, which is at 1,600 by now. There was nothing new from Kodiak yesterday, so that does it for the fish report here on KSDP. This report was brought to you by Heliostar Mining. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now.
I'm living on dreams and chains, but I sing for the things money can't buy. You say you don't believe. Well, could you just look at me? Well, look deep into my eyes, my I'll take off my cape. dig down my hair for you. Anything you want me to do, my love. When I sit home and wait for you,
night. sleep at all last night. Just a thinking about you. Baby, things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turned all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. Now I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turned all night. Jumped out of bed, turned on the light. I pulled down the shade, went to the kitchen.
Oh, Shoving drugs and bars. I want to go home. Close my eyes and make it Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A bird song carries across the tide flats on a calm, pre-dawn morning in early May on Alaska's remote outer coast, an unpopulated region of the Gulf of Alaska between Yakutat and Cordova. The sun is yet to rise on a small group of tents encircled by an electric fence for protection against coastal brown bears, set up in the brown grass and scrubby alders of the beach fringe. A team of shorebird researchers is camped on the shore of this muddy, shallow bay. The biologists are here to study a migrating shorebird, a type of sandpiper called a red knot. These once common and abundant shorebirds are now in steep decline. Red knots breed in Alaska in summer and winter in Mexico and even further south. These researchers have spent the past 3 weeks scanning the tide flats and scoping these remote beaches, spotting and counting red knots. The shorebirds stop over on these beaches to refuel during their flight north to the breeding grounds. On this still morning, the biologists awaken to hear an unusual song, the mating call of the male red knot. The birds call to one another in flight and when they are feeding, but usually they only sing this song on their breeding grounds. Perhaps some are practicing on the way before they arrive on the breeding grounds up north. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
Together. Next. naturally. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park playing games in the dark. And what they played was a masquerade. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out. Say you, say me, say it for always. That's the way it should be. Naturally. As we go down life's lonesome highway, seems the hardest thing to do is to find a friend or two. That helping hand, someone who understands. Lost your way, you got someone there to say, I'll show you. Say you, say me, say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be.
Listening to 8:30 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine, and if he wanted to, he could have turned wheat into marijuana or sugar into cocaine. or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus and he would put his hands on you and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you can think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Say.